another snowy day in Indianapolis, the last Friday of February. Talking about snowy day, we got to experience the start of it last night when we did our experiential training at Tenton Rural in Indianapolis. It started to snow, but what a great experience we had there. We had one of the teams went in front of a liquor store, and a person was leaving the liquor store, and one of our team members asked, "Can I pray for you?" And the person said, "Yes, you can, but why don't you come over to my house and pray for everybody there?" So don't try this by yourself, because it can be dangerous. So there were four of them went in the house, and there were six people there in the house. They were under the spirit of alcohol, so they prayed for them. But that just shows you that Jesus would do the same thing. And let me read to you the parable that correlates to that. Now the tax collector and sinners were all gathering around him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eat with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and saying, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So again, just a reminder that we have the dying world out there, and many more people need to hear the gospel of the love of Christ, that only through the name of Jesus Christ that there is salvation. So another way to spread the gospel is to be out on the street as we know it. God bless.